Do you remember the woman who was caught on video at the U.S. Open last September dunking those chicken strips into her Coke? People wanted to see more of her, and she's given the public what she wants.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix at 852radio.com. That's you can listen to The Mix anywhere you want this weekend, today, and work, wherever you go. Get it in the App Store. Favorite The Mix. It's a free app. Listen to The Mix all the time.
Yeah, and her name is Alexa Greenfield. And last September, she became a big old household name. You didn't know who she was before this. With that Duncan video, well, now she's back with a music video. And guess what? We have her on the phone right now.
So, Alexa, we would not even be talking to you if this wasn't for this whole dunking the chicken nuggets in the soda. The music video, how did all of this come about?
I have a multitude of reasons of why I did that, but primarily the fans or followers of this story kept asking me for months, what are you doing next? Can you make more content? Can you make more videos? Make a calendar, make a video, make a music video. And then I was studying these viral stories, and it seems like that's most people's next step, is to like do a funny video. And I think that the video is being taken a little bit too seriously. Like, it's meant to be a parody, like a mocking of the story.
Well, yeah, you're in a hot tub filled with soda and you have chicken McNuggets like falling on you. Like, it's crazy.
It's just supposed to be funny and like lighthearted like that. I'm not trying to drop a single here. I don't know how to sing or dance.
You know what? I'm glad you say that, because you're telling everyone else, stop taking it all so seriously.
I mean, I'm not shocked at the reaction I got, because it's very similar to the first viral video. Everyone was grossed out. Everyone was telling me to go to jail. Ew, whatever. It's fine. I can handle that stuff. But I'm a little shocked at how serious people were taking it. You know, like, oh, she has no career in music. Obviously not.
No, do you have a career in anything else? I mean, can you buy like a t-shirt?
Yeah, I'm selling merchandise at facebook.com/slickandfingers.
Good for you for profiting on this.
Really, the whole point is that I'm coming out with a cola dipping sauce in 2 weeks.
There it is.
Yeah.
The cola sauce. Is
it going to be available here in Wisconsin?
No. It's just going to be on my site for now. I actually just did an interview with Inside Edition, and I had them all try it, and they actually liked it.
Okay. I was going to ask you, now that your life has kind of changed overnight, who is the most famous person that you've talked to or has like reached out to you in some way after this all went viral?
John Mayer did comment on the video.
Yeah.
Nice.
Way to go, John Mayer.
The second time I went viral, he commented on one of the posts.
Are you getting rich off of this?
That's the plan.
That is the plan.
Absolutely. Good for you.
Good for you. You know what? You have a fun personality. I love that you're having fun with this whole thing and kind of making fun of yourself, because you have to.
I'm also kind of mocking the viral culture. Like, oh, you go viral. What's next? Make a music video.
Right. And start selling merch and also the barbecue sauce, which I'm going to look for and tell everybody to look for, so that all the grills here in Milwaukee this summer will be slapping on the... What is the name of the sauce?
It's just going to be a cola. I'm calling it a cola sauce. Probably Alexa G's cola sauce. I'll send you guys on the link so that you can buy it when it's ready.
Please do. We want to try it. We'll do it on Foodie Friday. We do a Foodie Friday segment every Friday on Facebook. Thank you, Alexa. If you're ever in the Milwaukee area, look us up. We want to take you out for chicken nuggets.
Thank you.
And some cola sauce.
Bye.